Hi, Calvin. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Kara. Hi, Inbal. Hi, Anne. Hi, Stephanie. Hi, Shamet. Take another moment here. How are you guys doing today? So. All right, let's get started. Wait, hold on. Let me just get myself situated here. Participants. Okay. All right, let's take a moment and get centered and settled as we move into our time together today. So wherever you are, just take a moment and close your eyes if you're somewhere where you can close your eyes. Give yourself the gift of going inwards for a few moments, of pausing, of breaking pattern, to be with your body, feeling your seat beneath you, and allowing yourself to settle into your seat, finding a balance between holding yourself up and finding a place to support you. Holding yourself up while receiving support from the chair beneath you, the ground beneath that. And then coming into your breath. Inhaling. And exhaling. Seeing if you can make your exhale slightly longer than your inhale. So breathing in and then breathing out. In and out, using the breath to calm the nervous system, using the breath to connect inwards, to connect to yourself, to be with yourself. And to find the place in your body where you are holding some wisdom today. There may be more than one place, that's okay, but find the place that is kind of calling to you. It's holding some wisdom, something for you. Don't overthink it, just find the place. And wherever that is, whether it's your throat, your heart, your belly, somewhere else, if you can place a hand on that part of your body, take a moment, place a hand there where you're holding your wisdom or some wisdom that wants to be expressed. And ask that part of your body what it wants you to know right now. Ask that part of your body, what is a value in your life that you have been undervaluing lately, that you haven't been prioritizing? What is something that is actually a deep, important value of yours that hasn't been coming through, either in your personal life or in your marketing or through your work? What is a value that wants to be expressed more in your life or in your work or in your marketing or all of the above? And then finally, as you continue to connect in with that part of your body, ask your body what you can do about that. About this value that is being underexpressed or underutilized or undervalued. What can you do about that? And together, we'll take a nice deep breath in and exhale everything out. And allowing your eyes to flutter open, bringing yourself fully present for our time together. All right. So before we move into our Q&A, a couple of things. First of all, some of you were on our call on Monday with Makita. If you weren't able to make that call, I highly recommend taking the time to listen to the recording. Makita ended up teaching most of the time, but we had a lot of shares and we had time for questions. And you know, she shared a lot of things that a lot of us already know about being on an anti-racism journey. But even though we already know them, it's so important to keep on hearing and keep on going deeper. She also shared a lot of new things. There are some great questions that came forward. So that should be in your member center. Please make time for it. And the other thing before we jump into Q&A, I wanna hear from you guys. Maybe you can just pop in the chat. How is it going with your blueprints and getting stuff done? You know, you have to write a lot of stuff, like things are going well, not so much, or, you know, what are you seeing and learning? But I wanna just keep us connected in to the blueprinting for those of you guys that are doing it, and for moving forward on some things. Shamit's saying it's going great, good. I'm so happy to hear it. And it's okay if you haven't looked at your blueprint since you made it too. Sometimes that happens. Stephanie, it's helping, but you're still overwhelmed. Yeah, it sounds like maybe you're making a little bit of progress, but there's more to go. It's like that with everything, right? And oh, Calvin ran into a major obstacle, but working to adjust. I'm so glad you guys are putting these things out because it's good for all of us to hear. Like, the obstacles are gonna happen. They happen in my blueprints all the time. But what's important is working to adjust and staying committed to making it work, being flexible with it, making it work. Anne's getting stuff done. You can see the places to build more consistent habits. Good. And Ball's gonna work on hers today. Michelle, going well, good, good. All right, Kara, you lists can count as almost as blueprints, so you're good. Good, Laura's taking action. All right, so what do you guys need today? What can I help you with? As a reminder, feel free to bring forward anything that has to do with your client work, your client cases, your sessions, your groups, anything that has to do with marketing or systems, inner pieces that you want to look at, general encouragement that you'd like, or to share a celebration to be seen in it and to allow that sharing of the celebration to help move you forward. Stephanie.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I had two things. I'm trying to decide which is more. Okay, well, since we're talking about blueprinting, so this is something that I've been working with for a while, and it's amazing. I can't imagine how much more overwhelmed I would be if I wasn't doing it. I think the issue is I just have too much going on right now, and like all the blueprinting in the world doesn't help with that. Anyway, there's an offer that I was thinking of putting together, which is related to this. So I have my business coaching program. It's a 6-month program that's closed right now, but it's going to be reopening in January. And I've been trying to think about ways to basically like start to tease content and get people interested and on the list for when I do open up applications. One thing that was suggested to me was to do some sort of group call where I can have my current clients but also invite in other people to get a sense for, what we do in the program. They'd be able to hear from people who are already in the program. And so there's something that I've been doing as a Facebook Live that's just like a new moon intention setting thing. It's not a call, but I've actually moved off of Facebook, so that's not going to work anymore. So my new thought, and I guess I'm just sort of looking for a reflection as to like, is this a good thought or how could it be better? Is to create that as a monthly new moon intention setting call slash like blueprinting session for people. I think I would call it something different, but the same idea. And offer that as like a 1-hour call every new moon that would be free to my current clients, but maybe I would charge like $5 or something super affordable to people not in the program. And then when they sign up for that, they get on the list, they might get interested in the program. So anyway, that's sort of like a new idea that's been floating around, and I'm curious your thoughts.
I don't love it.
You love it?
I don't, no, I don't love it.
You don't love
Yeah, there you go. I'm just
it.
gonna be honest. I don't love it, but I'll tell you why. So first of all, if you love it, then I will love it. Like after I kind of share some of the pieces that I'm seeing, if you're like, no, this feels awesome, we'll make it work. But I'll tell you why it's gonna be, I think, hard to make work. I think you'll have a lot of people that flock into those calls. $5 a month, easy breezy to be with you. And I think that they will, the way that it will work is like they will fall in love with you because you're amazing. And some of them, just from that sheer love, will step in to the coaching program. But that being said, most people don't buy something because they really, unless they've already invested more deeply in a practitioner, most people don't buy something just because they love the practitioner. They buy something because the practitioner has, their offering is a solution to something that that person really, 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 really feels that they need solved for their survival. And survival is broad these days, right? Like, I mean, it all comes back down to either the need for money, the need for time, the need for status, the need for community. The need for meaning is one of them. But anyway, my point is, so with what you're putting out there, I think it will give great value and I think it will like create a buzz. But my worry is that it's number one, it's not going to activate people enough to see that they have a gap that your program can really be solved. Number two, intention setting is bl and blueprinting are awesome. But they don't necessarily yield results if there isn't a container. So people may like get a lot from the call, but then they're not seeing themselves moving forward and they're like, eh, so what, what is the program gonna be good?
And there was one other thing I forgot. So first, let me ask you if that resonates for you.
Yeah, I can see that. I think that you're right. I think that it might not convert in the way that I would like it to.
I like the idea of you doing something to, you know, that's regular and that will garner people. But I almost wonder if it's better served either more of a monthly circle where each month you're activating a topic that is like feels really, really important to someone who would step into the six month. And you're using the circle for them to see why it's so important to them, what's not working about it for them, and start to move to some solutions around it. Mm-hmm. Or if you feel very attached to the intention setting and blueprinting, what I would say is funnel those people into some kind of preview presentation, you know, like use those days to gather people in to have them fall in love with you, but you still will need some kind of call or web, you know, something where you can do that activation work.
Mm-hmm.
That I was talking to, you know, important for you and for everyone. People buy when their reptilian, like I said earlier, when their reptilian brain feels that this their survival is being threatened and they need a solution. And also the other side of that is there's something really big to aspire to. They have an aspiration, right?
Mm-hmm.
So any kind of marketing needs to really address those pieces.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm hearing then is that the new moon intention setting, like I want to do it, but I think you're right. I think it makes sense to keep that within the container for my clients because it'll serve them better. And that to get folks engaged and potentially enrolling, that it's going to look more like webinars or like mini classes that I offer that have a really clear gap and call to action.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. My sort of follow-up question on that, because I've been sort of toying with the idea of a webinar. I'm not sure what it is going to be yet. But if I wanted to have people enrolling in January, would it make sense to have this in like November, like pre-holiday craziness? Or wait until...
Okay, so this is the year where it's hard to answer because I think that November is going to be the most chaotic. Like, right? So I'll just share with you guys, as of right now, and I told this to my team, I'm personally not planning on doing too much marketing in November because I think that I just don't know what's going to happen. Not to be depressing, but I think people's minds are going to be somewhere else, right? Especially towards the beginning of the month. So I feel like anything from Election Day through Thanksgiving is going to get lost in news cycles, rioting, yeah. Whatever. You know what I mean. So
totally.
I think December, and anyway, in any event, I think December is fine. Are you starting beginning of January or middle?
Yeah, and it's going to be open enrollment. I'm just sort of like opening things back up then.
I think December is fine. And I mean, for better or worse, even when people are off for the holidays, they're mostly still plugged in. So they'll catch marketing during that time. Anyway, sometimes we have our best marketing during the holiday season.
Totally.
Yeah. I would think about if you put one together, whatever webinar you put together, I want you to fall in love with. Like, I want it to be something that you feel really excited to teach on. You know, it could be a webinar, it could be a paid workshop, whatever it is. If you love it, it might be worthwhile also doing twice, like in December and then towards the end of January or something mm-hmm. like that too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense. Thank you for the reminder about November. I don't know how I missed that in my brain, but like, yeah, I feel you. Like, who knows what the world is going to look like. Awesome. Thank you. That's helpful.
You're welcome. Yeah. And as you come up with ideas for what you want, whatever the webinar or the class is going to be, definitely share them and we'll help brainstorm.
Cool. Sounds good.
And that. Are you there?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah. It's going really, really well. And I'm putting the curriculum together for the priestess training and it's all lining up. And I ideally wanted to start the first training when this all finishes. However, I have three people already that want to do it. So now I know, which is really exciting. So I'm feeling that, you know, their energy doesn't want to wait for 7 months. So I'm feeling called to action. And it's kind of, it's got me really excited. And I loved last night, the marathon. I'm a marathoner, so I'm like sprinting right now. And that really helped me in my private session this morning too. I actually said to my client, I think you're a marathoner. I didn't know that he actually runs marathons.
Oh, like, that's great. Yeah, that's amazing.
So I am in the process of getting all of that going. I have noticed, and I don't want to compare myself to others, but I have noticed that other people will put a little bit out there. And then if people are interested, send the curriculum. And I was just wondering about, I usually just put it all out there. And, you know, I've never just put a little bit out there and then sent everything. So I was wondering how you do that, Joanna. And also, you know, because I taught in New Zealand and I, you know, was like grassroots on the, and now I'm in Sweden and I'm doing everything online. The only way I know how to get information out there is Facebook ads. So right. I've started writing. Really loving writing for Medium, and I'm putting my stories out and publishing them to Medium. And then I thought about like putting together season cycles kind of calendar journal and offering that as a freebie to put out there too, which I would really just love to do.
Yep.
But I was wondering if you had any other ideas.
How many people would you like to have in the first round of the priestess?
I'm thinking nine.
Nine?
Okay. Nine, yeah. Just really sweet and small and deep. And
yeah, beautiful. So here's what I would recommend, and in this order. So first of all, the three people that are already, pick a start date, right? So maybe it's not 7 months out, but I would still give yourself time, like not, don't start before January, like maybe February at the earliest, you know, just October, November, December. Yeah, January, February, just to give yourself some time. And then I would, you get that start date, the dates on the calendar, be clear, and then bring those three people in to yes and to deposits, right? So that those that would be your first priority. Second priority would be, you, even though you're not in New Zealand anymore, this is going to be online, right? The program.
Yeah.
So even though you're not in New Zealand anymore,
two people are in New Zealand and one person is in Norway. So
I would do personal reach out to everybody from New Zealand that you know loves your work. That would be perfect for this. And I would tell them a little bit about the program, who it's for, similar to what I was sharing with Stephanie before, like what the aspiration is, what the results are, why they would love it. Short, not long. And then get them on the phone. Invite them to see if they would like to have a conversation with you about it. Next priority after that would be series of emails to the people that you do have emails for. So, you know, did you have an email community in New Zealand where you shared, right? So that would be next priority, sharing information. And you can do it however you like. Like you can either send them to a page that has everything, or you can, it's called like a hand raiser campaign where you put out there what it's about and ask people to, you know, hit and reply yes if they're interested in learning more. When people do that, the benefit of that is you kind of get to see who's interested, you know, enough to actually send an email back, and then you can try to get them on the phone from there. The benefit to just having it available for everybody is more people see the information. So you want to kind of weigh, because my sense is that your community is more intimate. I think doing the hand raiser, you know, like make it feel really intimate. You know, if you're interested, get in touch. I'd love to share more with you, you know, that kind of thing. My hope would be that all of those actions, and then asking for referrals, people have friends, that kind of thing. My hope is that all of those actions would get you close to the 9 without having to start create an opt-in and a funnel. You know, once you get into ads, there's a lot of work that goes into that. So my kind of like, my recommendation would be to focus on the more grassroots efforts, the ones that I just laid out. And also similar to what we were talking about with Stephanie, you know, maybe after you do all of that, host like a free workshop and see if you can get people from Facebook or other people that didn't raise their hand in that way, and then make the offer. But I don't think right now ads make the most sense. If you get to, you know, December and nobody is really, you're not getting much traction from all the actions that I just mentioned, then I would look to ads. My philosophy is always like, do the least amount possible to get what you want instead of loading up on so many things. And grassroots is usually more quickly effective than internet things anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Do you think doing
exciting stuff?
Yeah. Do you think that doing a free challenge or something like that would be a good thing to do to lead up to it as well?
You could do that in place of or alongside with whatever the free thing is going to be. But all the other actions that I shared, particularly the individual outreaches, should happen before that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Oh, I had one more question, and this was I think I know the answer, but pertaining to seasons. So, you know, because my women are in a different season, they're in the opposite season. Right. Would I start with my season because I'm holding the container of the energy for the women?
When you say start with your season, what do you mean? Like,
based on what you were talking about last night, because I've been thinking about running my program in accordance to the seasons.
Oh, I see.
So spring, you know, is that time of...
Yeah, I think that's okay, because even though there's no one season that really comes first, spring is renewal. So even if they're not in it, you know, everybody can relate to starting with spring.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Yeah. Sandra.
Hey there. I just wanted to talk through what I'm doing to launch the undoing and get your feedback. I was really stoked and like fired up and like doing a more intuitive sort of kind of spiritual version of launching than I've ever done before. It felt like integrating all the things we've talked about in the past. So I was like right on it. And then I had some weird things happen on the consulting side of my business, and I kind of like lost my mojo a little bit. So I just like need to like reorient. So my original plan was to do a free workshop, and I did it. I kind of invited people at the last minute, and I still got a handful of people, and I got amazing feedback. So it went really well. And then I was able to do it a second time to like work the rest off. And it was even better the second time. That was to a group of friends who were doing a check-in, weekly check-in. So I want to do it at least one more time, if not twice. It feels like a good way of introducing people to who know me already, but don't know this side of what I do. And it allows me to reach more like people, you know what I'm saying? Cause if I ever tried, I keep having this picture of me trying to get on the phone with everybody one-on-one. And then that's when I start to panic. Cause I don't think that's a realistic thing with everything else that I'm holding, at least not right now. So I did build like a little landing page that so I can get people like into an email list and then actually like alert them about the workshop, which feels good because I feel like even if it doesn't, if they don't come this time, I could repeat the workshop next month or in January or whatever. And the way I'm viewing this little group I'm running, it's sort of like an unofficial beta. So I'm pricing it really affordably, running it for 3 months. I'd like to start like definitely before the election. I was thinking by the full moon, but I don't know if I'm giving myself enough time just because I kind of lost a week here. Mm-hmm. That's like 10 days, mm-hmm. not quite. So I'm thinking even if I started by like the 21st of October, like official start date, and gave myself another 2 weeks from right now, I think I definitely can get it one more workshop, maybe even two more, have a proper sales page for it so people like know what they're getting. And it's worth it for me to do the like digital aspect of the marketing. I know I don't have to, but it's helping me clarify what exactly it is I'm promising. Cause I also want to be really clear about, cause I could put more into this than maybe is what appropriate for the amount of time or the investment. And so trying to balance all these things at the same time, and it's starting to get too much in my head and not, I'm losing my like heart-centered focus that I started with. So basically my plan right now is like finish the landing page, just basically make a copy of it and put the enrollment information for the group on it instead of an invite to the webinar, and then reach back out to the people who either couldn't make it or said they were interested and invite them to the next one. And then invite them again to like join the group if they want to, and then hop on the phone with people who want to, but like not make it, because I'm not just giving it to anybody, and I know who's coming to the workshops, so I don't feel like I need to talk to everybody on the phone. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, all of that sounds great. The thing that like the question that keeps on going through my mind is, are you being clear enough in your CTA and the workshops? Because that's, especially if you're not getting on the phone with people, you want the workshop to be not only a place where people love what you're sharing and get a lot of value, but a place that converts. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, are you being really clear on the CTA, on the call?
Yeah, so the first workshop, because I didn't really, I was thrown off timing wise, and I didn't have a place for them to like sign up right away. So I just said, I'm putting this group together. I'll have like a more proper sale, like the website for it in a few days or a week. But I'd love to have you, and feel free to message me after the class if you have any questions or you want to hop on the phone and talk about it. So I think I talked about the group itself, like not even 3 minutes tops, because it's basically like, it's exactly the stuff I talk about in the workshop. It's just like we cover all of this just more in depth as a group.
You need to talk about it for more than 3 minutes.
You know? Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm pushing you on this because I know everybody needs pushing on it. And because I'm so exciting that people are coming to the workshops and they're loving what they're hearing. And I want you to get them over the hump. Okay. So, you know, it's not about, you don't need to spend 15 minutes on it, but I would spend a good 6, 7, 8 minutes really okay. speaking from your heart about mm-hmm. you know, why it's important to go deeper with these topics, what happens when you go deeper with this, what it's like to be in a container where you're held accountable with it, how they're going to get, what kind of attention they're going to get from you, you know, like just really walk them through it, make it sound so juicy and so appealing, not just from the content standpoint, which you've like already made your case for in the workshop, mm-hmm. but like the why the program is.
So it's like, why go deeper on the topics? What happens in the program? How accountability impacts
all of that, like why would they want to join this program? Like really think through, like put yourself in their seat, like what would make them cross the line into signing up for this? So I would work on that for the mm-hmm. next workshop or two. Mm-hmm. Anyone that came, I know it's a little, it was friends in the last two workshops also, so it's always like a little tricky, but anyone that came to the last two workshops that you know were interested, I would reach out to them, you know, personally and see if you can get them over the line as well.
Okay. And is it like, I guess it's probably okay to do like a 20-minute chat with them, right? Like basically a lot of them, because I know them and we're friendly, it's very easy to just like, hey, let's catch up. We haven't talked in a while and I can tell you more about the program and we can see if it's a good fit. And like, that's all there is. There's no hard sell here.
Exactly.
Very genuinely. So yeah, it feels good to say that. Mm-hmm. And then what pieces out of the enrollment call do I pull out? Is it like, where are you and what are you looking for? Like, is it vision and gap?
It's still gap, vision, bridge, but you can do it in an abridged way. You know, you have to go so, so deep, but you still want to hit all those points.
Okay.
Because you need their gap and their vision to share what the bridge is for them.
Yeah. So it's worth it for me to ask those questions and just like go slower. I think I might be speeding it up because I'm nervous is really what it sounds like now that I'm hearing myself and both nodding.
Glad you're calling yourself out.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Keep us posted. I want to hear how it goes. Kara.
Hello. So the value from my meditation was courage, and I feel like I haven't been courageous in a while. Maybe I in my own ways I have, but especially with my work, I haven't been in like a public launch mode in a while, and I have just these two things that feel like they're in arrested development, and I just wanted to talk them through and see if I can get something unstuck. So the first is that I have, and I'm recalling as I am saying this out loud, that it was like last year that I did a mini session with you on this about a free thing that I offer, meaning a download of some kind. And so I came up with something. It took me like 10 months after that call to do it. but it's an email series called The Visibility Map, and it starts with just an introduction to my work and the idea of hiding, and then this kind of assessment about the ways that you might be hiding, and then looking at your story and how there's some pieces of it that might help unblock the hiding, and then talking about fears, and then, you know, more about the results of the work. So I have it and I've been working on it like here and there. I mean, I kind of put it down about a month ago, but it's been there and I just haven't been able to get it out. And my goal for this fall, I'm not planning to do a launch until January, but I have a pretty small email list, and my goal is to build an audience to bring more ease to my launch in January. So there's the email series. There's a story that I have about it. Like, it's not deep enough. It's just email. It's not that deep that maybe I should bring meditations or video into it. And then I also have this idea to grow my email list and my Facebook group, to do maybe like a short, like 20, 30 minute workshop on each hiding strategy and with some possibilities to work through those this fall. So I'm taking action on none of these. I'm feeling blocked about what to focus on.
Yeah.
And the best strategy for what I want, which is growing my list and continuing to be courageous in putting myself out there.
Yeah. What does all of this have to do with courage, or ask the question a better way? Why are you mentioning courage while you're mentioning being blocked?
Because the hardest visibility for me is the visibility around my business. And claiming my work in a bigger way.
Yeah. Yeah, and putting this stuff out there would really be claiming your work in a bigger way.
Mm-hmm.
Really being visible, not just as a practitioner who helps with outer pieces, but as a practitioner who goes deep with inner pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So with that awareness in mind, if you can, for a moment,
mm-hmm.
pretend that you had all the courage that you needed mm-hmm. to be visible in your business and for the highest expression of your work. And I love that you're closing your eyes. Where are you feeling that courage in your body?
I'm feeling activated around something that happened this morning related to this topic. I had put out a very informal offer in a group of people that they grew up the way that I did, as a result of my documentary, to hold a story circle for them. And this is the second one I've done. And the person was like, "You're a story coach?" Just like, I didn't like the way that you told your story, basically. And like, who are you?
Yeah. And what old belief or fear did that activate for you?
Just that old thing that always is there. That I'm more of a follower than a leader.
Mm. Yeah.
And also, we've talked about this before, but that idea of like getting people into my thing is like the old proselytization.
Yeah.
And
What does your more evolved adult self know about all of this?
I know that visibility for me is a visibility with my work, is a form of healing for me, an important healing for me.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm getting this visual of like cutting through the woods for other people, especially the ones that were raised the way that I was. And that I'm prepared to lead.
Beautiful. So see if you can really feel it in your body, this preparation to lead and that cutting through the woods. Feel what that feels like in your body. Just give yourself a moment to really come into that in your body. You feel that? Even if it's just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where are you feeling that in your body?
I feel a light here at my forehead and just a relaxed body. My arms and legs feel just open and relaxed.
Beautiful. You're doing really well. Continue to be with that feeling. Your forehead, in your arms, in your legs, that you're ready to lead. That you are. And from this place, and we don't need to get this right, we want you to ask your body, back to the original question about different ideas for moving forward. From this place, how do you want to move forward on the different ideas? From your courageous leader.
I would like to put myself in my email, like with a video welcome and maybe a few audio recordings, and complete that. And then see what wants to happen from there.
Beautiful. Yeah, just next, that's a next powerful step. Continue to be with your body and with your courageous leader self, and just ask your that wisdom and that energy at what, by what date, like if you don't do it, what is the date by which if you don't do that next step, you'll know that it's, fear, not just because you've got a lot going on.
Yeah. The date is before the election, that last week before the election.
Okay, good.
If not before. I mean, I have it all. I could do it, like, if I focus for 3 hours, I could get this done.
I know, I'm feeling like you could do it in the next week.
Yeah, okay. I can do it in the next, by next Friday.
Awesome. Beautiful. Good. You can open your eyes. Feeling clear?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. All right, I promised that I would, every now and again, if I do deeper work with someone on these calls, that we would just spend 2 or 3 minutes breaking down coaching skills.
And so, Kara, you can participate in this too. I know I'm going to get to all the hands raised, I promise. So maybe we can just in the chat, what's one thing that you want to pull out of the coaching that Kara and I just did? Or a question that you have about it? Or something you would do differently? I'd love for everybody to participate in this. One thing. What did you notice about the coaching? What do you want to pull out? What's a question that you have, or what's something you would do differently?
I'd like to just comment on that. I loved that you went into the body wisdom with her and really had her go in. That was really effective and really powerful.
Yeah, it's right. Four levels of learning and transformation. We want to, you know, not always, we don't always have to bring it to the body level. Kelsey's saying the same thing, keeping her in the body and the sensations there, right? But it can oftentimes be helpful. And especially if you see your client is already closing their eyes, right? They're ready to go.
And it's especially powerful when someone keeps getting in their head. Yeah.
Yeah. Oftentimes when you have a client that's sharing about like, I have all these ideas and I'm confused or I don't know. And you have a sense that they do know, right? Because you know that they know, taking them out of their head and into their body can be really helpful. Yeah, Sandra's saying somatic learning is where it's at.
It's really powerful.
Yeah, Kelsey's saying it's hard to know on the phone. But even on the phone, right, there are certain cues. Like if, again, like if someone is just, all of Kara's ideas she was sharing were great. And I could feel like there was, you know, she spoke so much about, the first idea and I think like there was so much energy behind it. The second one, there just wasn't really the energy there, you know, like it's, and even besides that, I don't want you guys to get too hooked on it. You can still just ask someone to close their eyes and even just feel into your body what feels right. You know, how do you feel about this one? How do you feel about that choice? Anyone else want to share anything about the work that Kara and I just did? Yeah, I didn't go for the proselytizing story. And brought it back to her adult body. Yeah.
Yeah. Joanna.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
When you talk about the other levels, I'm so used to going into the body and the eyes closed. And is there another alternative that would have worked for this type of confusion?
Yeah, so you can go to the spirit level, right? And even just in a simple way, you know, say like, you know, connect into your higher wisdom, or if you know the person believes in the goddess or God or nature, you know, whatever their spirit, their connection to spirit is, you know, what does spirit have to say about this?
You would still probably have them close their eyes to get there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right, Laura.
Hi.
Hi.
So my question is about curriculum creation. I'm about to do my first, we had a kickoff call for the 9-month group, and now we're about to next week have our first content call. So my question is more about, I want to deliver the first call for them to get the most value out of it. And so the first call is going to be introducing them to 11 paradigms and practices of divine feminine courage. Speaking of courage. And so my question is, I guess, first of all, in the delivery of that, and I kind of know some of how I want to deliver it, but would you give them these ahead of time to be with before we dive in? Or would that kind of take something away? And you know what I mean? Like, what's the most?
My immediate response is don't give it beforehand, like really allow it to be fresh. And especially because it's like an intro call, you're going to be going deeper into so many of those throughout the program. I don't think they need the intro before the intro to the, you know, so that's one piece. And then just the other piece is, you already know this, but it's just important to say, don't just share the 11 principles with them. You create context around it, right? Like why it's important, why these principles are important, what's aspirational about it. Have them first just like assess where they are on the divine feminine courage scale. You know, where is it working for them? Where is it getting in their way? So that by the time you share these principles, they're really invested to want to hear them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and you can even ask them at the end, like, you know, you can say like, it's always a mystery which ones are going to be the most helpful for you. But you know, if you could take a guess right now of the 11 that I just mentioned, which are the top two that you know, so I would kind of bookend, the principles with some pieces for them to do inner inquiry.
Yeah. And I, for sure. And everyone's going to have certain ones they're drawn to, and I don't want it to be like these are to be perfected or mastered, like you said, we'll be drawing from these throughout the 9 months. And I feel like it takes courage to embody these, but it also embodying these builds courage.
Yeah, share that with them. Always connect the dots, right? Whatever we're thinking in our heads, we actually want to bring into the teaching.
Okay. Yeah. So kind of create that buy-in. Why is this important? What is this, you know, and what are the blocks? And there's something about, you know, within all of these, that it feels like they come with embodying that energy of the mother. Mm-hmm. So there's a question mark in me saying, okay, how deep do I go into that piece, or what blocks us from, I guess what it, like, do I go into at all the mother wound at all, or do I just touch on that and bring that in?
How long is the call?
It's 90 minutes. It's not super long. So I may not have time for all that.
Going into the mother wounding and other parts of the program. I can't remember. You are.
Not specifically, there's not like a module on just that, but I know it's going to come in somewhere.
Yeah, I think it should. And I'm glad you're bringing it up. I don't think you're gonna, on a 90 minute call, have enough time to get through 11 principles and then introduce mother. It's gonna be too much of a bear. Less is always more.
Very true. Thank you for that reminder. I don't
want to know to see where else you can insert it in. Yes.
Yeah, it feels like it's going to be so much of a big part of the breakthrough for these women specifically, because I know all of them, they've either worked with me privately or in some way, just, I know that that's something that we're going to work on. I'm just not sure where it fits, and maybe just not having to need to know that right now will just also free me up to just bring what needs to be brought on that first call.
I agree.
I think I'm overthinking that. Okay. I just needed to talk through that. Totally. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Can't wait to hear how it goes. For everybody, less is always more. Less is always more. Kelsey.
I needed to hear that less is more, because my preview presentation is today at 3:30 Pacific, and I am, yeah, thank you, Kara, so much. Thank you all. And I'm super nervous. And of course, I'm on the wheel of self-sabotage, and I didn't market it enough, and I could go into like all the bad attitude things, but I'm changing that as of today at 11 a.m. No, I'm just kidding. And I don't even know exactly what I need. I don't know if I need to, get grounded in the possibility that this is going to go great, that people really need this. All the self-doubt stuff is happening. I do think it's going to go great. The question is, are people then going to want to jump into the program after, this one thing? I can do a free workshop, no problem. But then, selling from it into what I really want them to step into, really owning the value of that and believing in it myself is the leap I'm trying to make right now. Yeah. So I don't even know what my question is, but I know that in these, it's like the format, and then you want to share three things, three big ideas. It's hard to share three big ideas from this in, an hour and 15 minutes, and do what you need to do at the end. And so I'm a little just want a little wisdom.
I'll give you some wisdom, but I did also like your idea of just feeling inside, preparing yourself for this energetically, because that's more than half of getting people over to the other side, is how you show up and your energy and how you speak about it. So a little bit of strategy, a little bit of energy. Just in terms of the question around timing, you'll speak about three things, but they're not getting a PhD on each of these three things. Each of the principles that you speak about in a preview presentation, really what you're doing is activating gap and vision around each of the principles in a way that is deep and meaningful and valuable for the participants. So let's just bring this to an example place for you and for everybody. What's one of the three key points that you're going to be talking about?
One of the three key points is that you are overworking and it's holding you back.
Yeah. Okay. So for you are overworking and it's holding you back, first you want to speak about what that means, right? What it means to overwork, even when you don't think that you're overworking. I'm making some of this up. You apply your own stuff. How culture has tricked us into thinking that overworking is actually just doing a regular amount of work. What the impact is on your body, on your nervous system, on your feelings, on your ability to make choices, on your ability to feel happiness and pleasure, right? You're just gonna lay the gap, right? What was the second part? You're overworking and what? I can't remember
anymore. And it's holding you back.
And how it's holding you back. You're gonna just lay the gap. And you're also gonna speak to what's possible when you aren't overworking, what life looks like when you're not overworking, right? Well, all in all the realms. And probably also you want to speak to the trap that people fall into is of course they know better, but they have this fear that, right? Name the fears of why,
right?
They continue to overwork,
and why,
right?
Boundaries and all that, right?
And then from there, you're going to ask some questions. Where are you overworking? In what ways are you overworking right now? List all the ways. Mm-hmm. And then the second question is, how has it been holding you back? What's the impact that it's had? And then the third question is, what would be different in your life if you could overcome this?
Right.
And that's it. You don't go into how to not overwork. Right. Any of those pieces, you activate gap and vision around it.
Yep. Yeah, that's basically what I have. Yay. But one question about that is, I was going to have them sort of think about their life and where they're overworking first, but I tell them first the reasons people overwork. I sort of tell them, then I have them think about it for their lives.
I don't know the full setup of the preview call and what are some of the other things. What's the title of the call? Maybe that will help.
how to shift from overworked and overwhelmed to thriving sustainable success. It's Lead with Slow Power, how to shift from overworked and overwhelmed to thriving sustainable success.
And what are the 3 points?
You're overworking and it's holding you back. Number two is you are good enough just as you are and you can love yourself even when you're not achieving anything. And then the third one was actually going to be that when you create space, slow down and attune to your inner wisdom, you find more energy, motivation, and inspiration to do your work in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You're not liking that one.
No. I'm just thinking where that question that you asked, you can put the, how are you overworking and all of that in the beginning as the intro. I almost feel like the point of your overworking and it's holding you back is more, because they already know they're overworking. That's why they're there. Right. I almost feel like it's more like your fears are keeping you overworking. And right. I feel like it needs to be a little bit more nuanced or something.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, it is about the fears. It's about their inability to set boundaries.
So I would say, you know, I would even say your inability to set boundaries is what's keeping you, is what's holding you back.
Okay.
And then speak to that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, the boundaries piece, I'm trying to model this after how you do your previews, is where like in here, I was saying something like, part of the reason that you're overworking is that you are afraid of setting boundaries. There's lots of reasons we're afraid to set boundaries. I'm going to do a whole module on this in my program, but not have it be, I don't go into all the reasons now. I mean, I can sort of say, yeah.
No, don't. But have them inquire for themselves, like where are the places in your life where you know better, but you keep on, you know, walking over your own boundaries or letting other people do that, right? Activate the gap around the boundaries.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so let's look at the energetic piece, and I feel like this is going to help with the CTA. What is it? I feel like you already mentioned this, but I just want you to get really clear. What do you want to go into this call today believing?
That this is really important and useful information that my ideal client needs in order to live a more fully healthy, vibrant, connected life.
Yeah. So this is really important and useful information for your ideal client, like without a doubt. And I know, Kelsey, that I'm not going to guess at a percentage. Right now, there's like a percentage of you that doesn't believe that this is important and useful. But I want you to take a moment and close your eyes. And even if it's just in your pinky, hopefully it's more than that, but it's fine. Even if it's just your pinky, I want you to tune into the part of you that knows beyond a doubt that your ideal client needs this information, that it is so valuable.
Yeah.
Is there what's the part of you that knows this beyond a doubt?
My deepest inner wisdom, my heart.
Yeah. Your deepest inner wisdom. Can you feel it in your heart right now? Like just that knowing.
Yeah.
Knowing how valuable this is.
Yeah.
So just connect in with that. So allow that to take up just a little bit more space inside of you. Breathe into your heart and into the knowing of how important slow power is for your people. Like it's actually life or death in some ways for your people. Mm-hmm. If not literal death, then like a life of deadness.
Yeah.
Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
So from your heart, from this place of wisdom, what does your heart
What's the little pep talk that your heart wants to give you as you go into this call?
That if I just, it's funny because I like half believe it. I don't know. If I just speak from what I know to be true, that's been true for myself and for others who have walked this path, that it will be really helpful for the people it needs to be helpful for. And that it can free you, it can free them from a lot of struggle and pain.
Yeah. Do you notice the quality of your voice as you're talking right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel your conviction and your wisdom and your passion around this. And I want to invite you to speak from that place when you teach today, for all of it, but particularly your call to action. So I want to invite you, before you even get on the call, to close your eyes and bring yourself back to that knowing in your heart. And then before your CTA, it's okay to take a pause, put a hand on your heart, and bring yourself back to this deep knowing in your heart. Doesn't matter if you get the words, you know, quote unquote, right or not, speak from that place mm-hmm. about this work. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And let us know how it goes.
Thank you. I will.
Paul.
So I'm not really sure what my question is, but I wanted to check in because I don't feel like doing anything. And I think I'm a little bit depressed. And I feel like that, like there's so many things, you know, swirling. So I don't know if it's like, permission to do those things. And, you know, even just like, yeah, even a month ago or like 5-6 weeks ago, I was like so motivated to do something around like the autumn equinox or the first full moon of this month. And now I'm just like, you know, one, I'm still like wrapping up this project, but yeah, so part of it is like, okay, so what should I focus on? Like the idea of starting anything now, like in this season. So I don't think is realistic. So then do I focus on, you know, kind of trying to get myself prepared like for next year? Do I do something more casual? You know, there's like a part of me that like wants to get out of the country.
I hear you.
And not even like so-called PTSD or any of that, but it's really hard for me, especially like I also like haven't been like, except for like my old neighbor that I was saying goodbye to, like I haven't hugged anyone in 7 months. You know, so I just feel like there's, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, it's, first of all, just the world, right? Like, I mean, you said the word depressing, and as you were saying that, I'm thinking like, of course there's personal things, but there's just collective things that are so big right now. Friday, you're finishing up your consultancy finally, right? Is it Friday? And that's been so big and so long and so taxing and so exhausting. And you tell me, because I don't know, like there's a small part of me right now that wants to look at like, what can you do? You know, how can we get you excited? But there's a bigger part of me that kind of wants to support you in just honoring
where you're at and let yourself bring the consultancy to full conclusion and to just release that and then see where your energy is once that's fully released and you've had a little bit of space. But you tell me, because you know better, is this a moment to get excited and motivated? Or is this a moment to just honor this big end of this project and give yourself recovery time? Well, I've got another question, but I'll ask you, I'll leave it at that first.
Yeah, I think it's I think it's kind of a combination of both, because for the last 2 or 3 weeks, I haven't had that much work on it, but it's been like dragging out and super hard to focus on it. So now that like I have this deadline and it's really tempting to agree to 5 more days or to just because, you know, but also because of the economy, like.
But that's always been the trap for you, whether the economy was up or down, you know, it's like, it's the trap of the money, of the consultancy. Like it's, that's part of the illusion for you. Not to say that the money isn't real, but it's the thing that keeps you in it.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I have more spaciousness this week, but like, I'm not really like, you know, kind of like using it. So I don't know if it's like,
no, you're
yeah, because I'm trying to figure out what I need.
Yeah. I mean, so this is part of what I'm saying in Bali, even though you're not doing a lot of work, doesn't mean that you have spaciousness right now. It just means that you're not doing work. Once the consultancy is over and you allow yourself to release that experience, then you're going to have more space to actually see where you land. Until Friday comes and you hand in the very last piece, I don't think this is actual space. Not because there's so much actual work to be done, but because energetically, like it's over you.
So what's like one goal that I can blueprint?
Right. So that's my second question. That I was saying before. So, okay. But before we get there, just because if you disagree, that's fine too. But I just want to know where we're at. Like, does it resonate and does it feel right to kind of really look at Friday, even if you start blueprinting and all of that, but like to understand that hopefully that heavy container will start opening up once you actually complete.
Yeah.
Okay, so the question that was going through my mind that it relates to your question about one goal that you can blueprint or start to think about is, what's the top priority in your business right now? And I'm asking even like in vague terms, like when I say vague, that's not the right word, but what I mean is money the top priority right now? Is expressing your thought leadership the top priority right now? Is just starting to engage again the top priority right now? Like in a kind of broader sense, what's the top priority?
I think it's being excited about my business.
Yeah.
And like what I have to offer as a coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. So what is a goal or a project, even if it's not putting something out to the public yet, inside of that priority, you know, that can really help activate your excitement around your work and who you are as a coach and a practitioner?
Do you have any suggestions? Like, or what's the priority within that?
No, like what's no. What are some actions that you can be taking?
I mean, like you've suggested before, like reading old testimonials, but yeah, do you have any suggestions or anyone?
Some of the, and people please like put in the chat. I'll tell you some things that are going through my mind. I mean, I'm just thinking like doing some writing, some inner work, like some heart connection to your work and your business. Like, what is it that you love about your work? What is it that you know you're so strong at and you love to do, whether it's been coming through or it's just like right under the surface and now it's ready to come through? What do you feel deeply called to be, teaching about and coaching on, and who do you feel deeply called to be working with? And it may be a lot of it, like actually the hope is probably 80% of it at least is not new necessarily, you know, but this is about reconnecting to like the heart and soul of it. Shamet is saying, what makes you happy? Reconnect to what brings you joy. And I love that. Like, what are the things that are joyful about work? What are your aspirations, right? And I don't mean money. I mean, money can be part of it, but like, what are your highest aspirations around your work? What do you think?
Yeah, I feel like it could be a good start. So the main point is like, doing some heart connection to like some writing, like for a heart connection around my work.
Yeah. And I would blueprint, I saw you were writing down a lot of those questions. I would actually create a blueprint for this, like two questions a day, something like that, give yourself a plan so that you actually get to it, treat it like a project. It actually is a project. And for everybody, whether you're excited about your work or not, it does take thinking, like asking these questions. I always, the questions that I ask you involve, and you know this a little bit because you're on the team, like these are always questions that I'm asking in one way or another before I launch something, when I feel like we need to level things up, when I'm doing strategic planning. Sometimes we can get so caught up in the plan that like we forget the heart of it. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Marlene.
Hi, I was on the phone and I switched to video so I could see everyone and ask my question. So I'm also doing my first webinar preview presentation tonight.
Yay.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm not too nervous at this exact moment, but I know I will be. So, but I actually have a couple. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for the less is more. I have to always remind myself of that because I've already been thinking like, oh no, how am I going to fit all of this into the time? But I have a couple technical questions because I haven't really been the host before. I'm going, okay, do I use speaker view or gallery view? And does it matter? And does it record one or the other? Stuff like that.
A little bit, you're asking the wrong person, because as you know, I am not a tech genius. So I think part of the view is are you talking about like what you're viewing or what people are viewing?
What I'm viewing, and then if I record it, will the recording show what I was viewing? Or
I see. Okay. I can't answer the recording question. If anybody can answer the recording question, please put it into the chat. But if, let's say that it's not going to give all the like little squares on this Zoom, Oh, Michelle's saying in Zoom, it will give you three versions, audio, speaker view, and panel. Michelle, can you just come on voice for a moment?
Yeah, because I haven't noticed that when I've recorded things.
Yeah, double check your settings. If you want to just hit me up, Marlene, as soon as we're done, I can look at mine and compare, but I do a weekly call. And when I download it, I'm given three options. I can download the entire package, which is just audio, the panel, or the speaker, or I can just select one that I wish to download.
Okay, because I know you can download audio only, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then you can do the video. But I didn't know within the video if there was more than one option as far as how it looks.
Yeah, when you download that, you should have three files, and it could be just a setting that you don't have. But in your three files, one of them will be speaker and one of them will be panel.
So it's independent of how you're seeing it on your screen when you're teaching. You can kind of choose.
You can choose, yeah. Because your participants can choose speaker or panel view.
Right.
Awesome.
So you'll download them all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
And then so
Well, I was going to say the other thing that I find strange is when it's in speaker view, when someone else is speaking, they're the ones that are big on my screen and that's who I see. But when I'm speaking, I do not see myself big on the screen. And I kind of wish I did.
That I can't answer. I just know that for me, it's the other way around. I would get so distracted looking at a big picture of myself. Yeah, I can't answer that question, but from what Michelle is saying is that you can choose, but I think that when, even though you can't see yourself when you speak, My guess would be that the recording is going to pick up on it, especially because you're the host. You know, I mean, their technology is going to be geared towards that.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see how it turns out. It's going to be an experiment, right?
Can't wait to hear about it.
Thanks.
Yay. Please let us know. See you with
that. Okay.
Anything else you need, Marlene?
I don't think so. I think just having the support of the group and being able to say out loud, hey, I'm doing this for the first time and I'm kind of nervous, but I'm also excited. And I hope I get enough people in person, you know, live tonight. But even if I don't, I'm doing the whole thing and sending out the recording. So
that's a really important piece, right? I hope you get a lot of live people too, but if you don't let it spook you. You know, you show up full presence in your wisdom, sitting on your throne. Energy follows energy. It's important for you. It's important for the people that are showing up live, and it's important for anybody that gets the recording.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we have 1 minute left. Everybody take a moment and write down, what are you taking from this call? What's the most important thing you're really taking from this call? Yeah, and I'd love for you to share it in the chat. And we also have time if one person wants to share voice to voice too. Kelsey's saying to stay connected to your heart. Yeah, 100%. Before I let you guys go, I need to see at least a couple more in the chat. Inval, give yourself actual space and go from there. Good. And slow down. Yes, start from inner connection. Less is more. Kara, lead. Good. All right, you guys,
Thank you so much for everything that you brought forward today. And I'm thinking about all of you. Yes, yeah, Shamet's saying creating sacred space to be. Calvin, yes, be gentle with yourself. Yes, we all need to be more gentle with ourselves. I'm here. If there's anything that you need, let me know, post in the Facebook group, get support. Like, let's really use this container so that you can keep on moving forward and getting support. All right, you guys, sending you all a big hug, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.